I have talked to some, like when you have the code camps, I've talked to some younger people and are asking for advice and they're saying, well, I'm not working with anyone. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just, you know, I just want to be the best programmer or the best designer. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to get you a job because you're going to talk to someone and you're going to get into a conflict. And you're not going to know how to deal with it.
I want to get your opinion and to get you to walk me through what are the five essential skills that you believe, if you are hiring a developer, if you're looking to work with a developer, what skills would you be looking for? And let's walk through all five.
Sure. So interpersonal skills would be huge. In the past, there were a lot of teams that were very self-contained, right? You would have a few developers who all got along, didn't really talk to anyone. But now you have a lot of freelancers, you have a lot of people working for companies or agencies where they're engaging directly with the end user. So you need someone who is able to get along with people. Their ego doesn't get in the way. You know, they're happy to talk to them. They, you know, it's hard talking to people. Sometimes they do, you know, tempers do flare, but as long as someone is able to actually say, okay, I can sit down and I'll listen and I'll communicate what I need to say.
Like teamwork, product. Right? Would you say?
Yeah.
Like that falls in the same kind of branch, like people skills, that you're good collaborating because you're probably not working by yourself. I know some might be, but working with a team, working with management, and, you know, so teamwork is a huge part of that. I would link with what you just said, people skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you really, like, you're going to be dealing with so many different kinds of people. So it's important to not.
Chad, that a lot of developers skip this step, you know, when they're trying to become a web developer and going through maybe school or self-educating themselves? Is it something that you find a lot of developers lack?
In the past, I noticed it more than now. Now I know a lot more people who, like, they're really about the teamwork. But I have talked to some, like when you have the code camps, I've talked to some younger people. And are asking for advice and are saying, well, I'm not working with anyone. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just, you know, I just want to be the best programmer or the best designer. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to get you a job because you're going to talk to someone and you're going to get into a conflict. And you're not going to know how to deal with it. So you have to make sure you at least go out and talk to someone and say, hey, can you critique what I'm doing here and vice versa? And once you're in a place where you don't, like, if you don't take it personally, if you are able to make the best of it, you're good.
I love that. I think that's such an important trait, and not even just for web developers, for anyone for that matter. You have to be able to work with a team, work with other people, and communicate, you know, what it is that you're trying to do. So let's move on to number two. Give me the number two essential skill, Chad.
So adaptability. You know, technology is changing. We have AI around the corner. I have an AI certificate. I've done two programs, and like, the way the technology changes is so sudden that someone who is kind of stuck in the past and they're saying, I've done it this way for 10 years or 5 years or even 3 years, that doesn't work. You have to be prepared to face the possibility that the thing you're doing today will be out of date tomorrow. You know, the products that people want, the features that people want will change. And it just takes, you know, one day, one company or one person says, I have created this amazing new thing. Everyone loves it. And everyone might be asking you, hey, do you work in this technology or this service? And maybe 2 weeks later, they'll say, you know what, that wasn't so good. Can you go back? But you have to be prepared to, for that possibility, things will change very quickly. And some projects, you know, you'll get an enterprise that says, we're good. Well, we will keep doing things as we've always done. We're not changing versions. You know, we're fine for the next 2 years before we review. Mm-hmm. And you might get a project where they say, you know what, we're going to be, you know, in the edge of our seats. You're going to be making changes every week, and we don't know what people want. So get ready to just do something completely new tomorrow and throw it out the day after. So yeah, just be adaptable and willing to take risks.
And the perfect example of this is what happened last year in 2020. I mean, the whole world had to change and adapt. So, I mean, this is such a good thing that you mentioned, that this is adaptability. You have to be able to change your process, change how you work. This is not only just for web development, but this goes without saying, you need to be able to adapt and change, just like Chad said. So what's number three, Chad?
Being analytical, but not too analytical. So, you know, sitting down when you're looking at your work and you're saying you have a project, you have requirements, and being able to say, okay, I've been given this chart of requirements, but I'm not going to build exactly what I've been asked to. I'm going to study it. I'm going to review what they've given me. I'm going to take real examples from the business or the client. It could be an individual as well. And, you know, make sure that everything is aligned, because the client doesn't always know what they want. They have a core end goal. They have something that they want to achieve, but maybe they have an opinion on where they want to go with it, but they don't know all the possibilities. So that actually is really two things. It's being analytical, it's being creative. You know, you make sure that you're giving them the best end product. You're telling them what they could be possible, what they haven't thought of. And then you're giving them the possibility of, hey, would you be willing to make a hard right turn and take a detour? Because I think we can actually make this better while achieving your goal.
That's interesting. So when you're coming up with these, what was the thought process? Like, were you looking at, okay, this is what I'd be looking for if I was hiring a developer? Were you thinking about if I just in general, like all web developers need this skill? Like, what was your thought process in coming up with these five essential skills?
Yeah, a bit of both, because I had a project once where they had a previous web developer that had, they didn't really analyze the requirements, they just took them as is. And when I got the project, the client said, well, they gave us what we wanted, but we have no client, like we have no customers. It went horribly, you know, and we were looking at it. It was like, okay, what they hadn't considered is, you know, these requirements work from a business point of view, they didn't work from a technology or a design point of view. They hadn't really thought out how do we actually expand this beyond the one that's we've been given. And so when working with a developer and when trying to hire them, it's, if I want the best success, I want to see someone who is going to ask questions. They are going to propose solutions, and they're going to think a little bit outside the box. They're not going to, just say, here you go. You asked for a square box that's white. I've given you a square box that's white. They're going to give me something that they say, I think people might appreciate this, you know, hypothetically, they might appreciate this expert design here. This thing will get you your destination faster, even though it looks unique. It looks different than you expected.
Do you have one last one that you want to share, or did you kind of talk about it just now?
You know what, be a little open-minded, right? So like Nick said, you might be working for 15, 20 years, or you might have 1 year of experience, but there's so many possibilities in the market. You know, there are things that we don't know. And the way that programming languages develop, there are dozens of ways of doing something, right? So being open-minded and being prepared for the possibility that not only are you wrong, but so are all the experts you talk to. Someone who's never looked at your project or never looked at your technology might have an insight where you can adapt it and kind of create a hybrid approach that will improve your workflow and, you know, improve things like security, user experience, cut budget. Possibilities are endless depending on what the actual use case is.